This is Gamercast episode 349. Bye, John. This is the show recorded on the 12th of August. 24 in. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 So what's happening?
Nothing. Really, once again. I mean, it looks like we've got a lot to talk about on the show, but to be fair, there's not a huge amount to talk on the show about. I think everything's really waiting for the 2 weeks' time when it's Gamescom.
Gamescom, eh?
2 weeks' time, something like that. It's not next week. Or is it next week? It might actually be next week. Maybe. I can't really easily look at calendar on here, so I guess it's next week.
Now for the news.
Right, first up, Rome Total War, as it should be called, is a game.
Mm-hmm. So, Crypt Assembly have announced that owners of Total War Rome 2 will receive privileged access to their free-to-play title Total War Arena when it becomes available. It means you get advanced beta access, exclusive in-game Legion armory bonuses, and approximately $15 worth of in-game currency. Terms and conditions apply. So yeah, I mean, they already launched access for people applying to the beta and stuff like that for Total War Arena. But hey, I suppose if you buy Rome 2 anyway, you get access for free, so might as well give it a go. Rome 2, of course, coming out September 3rd. And there's like a collection with loads of stuff that you can pre-order if stores are still taking them. Yep. As well as standard editions. So that's cool for anyone who kind of likes free-to-play games, but also, well, I say free-to-play games, I mean, they've not really said much about it yet. Although they have said that they're going to reveal some info on it at this year's... it was revealed then. They haven't spoken anything else about it since. Probably, of course, because of Rome 2 coming out very shortly. I mean, heck, it's less than a month away now. Are you excited, Paul? You going to play it with your friends?
No.
Oh. It looks like your friend's playing it, or going to buy it, even.
My friend? What? Windsor?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously I'm going to get it, but I'm not getting my hopes up that it's going to be in a playable state. Not after Shogun 2 took a year to be playable multiplayer.
And you're kind of in Skyrim at the moment now, anyway, aren't you?
I'm not into anything at the moment. I'm too busy all the time.
You went to Skyrim last week?
Yeah, when I had time. Now I don't have time anymore, don't I?
Okay, well, on to the next thing. Arma 3.
Hang on a minute, I'm finished yet.
Okay.
And, you know, all the stuff they have shown is so heavily scripted. Like, what does just a battle look like? I don't want to fiddle about attacking a town.
We had a new trailer recently.
I want a battle on an open, flat ground with line infantry in front of other line infantry with their guns firing.
Have you watched any of the recent videos?
Do they have line infantry?
They've done like let's play videos of whole like matches.
Do they have line infantry?
I don't know anything about this stuff.
Since they don't have line infantry...
You're all war. I'm not war.
They don't have tanks, isn't it? I mean...
It's because they didn't have tanks. They are Romans.
Yeah.
Just play, like, a war game then. With tanks. If you want tanks.
Should have done First World War. And if they're too scared to do it, I'll do it. And it'll be a revolution in strategy gaming. Not, oh, let's try and make it console-y by having, you can zoom in really. I don't care about zooming in and seeing the units. I just want to see them win. I just want to win. That is the point of a strategy game. I don't care if it looks like June 2. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so on to the next thing. Armored 3. Bohemia have announced that Armored 3 is going to launch on September 12th, which is a Thursday. So there's, of course, anyone who'd been participants of that, because there was alpha and beta stuff that they did. You get special stuff. And they, of course, did their pre-release development things that you could purchase, and you can still do those up until the release date. Otherwise, you can just pick up the game on launch on September 12th. Dead Island Epidemic was announced by Deep Silver the other day, which is a Zomba, as they're calling it, which is a MOBA game with zombies.
Zomba.
So zombie online multiplayer battle arena. So usually a MOBA, now they've called it a Zomba. So they've just made up a word. Set in the Dead Island universe, it pits three teams of players against each other in a desperate fight for survival. Free to play PC title that feature all the trademark elements of Dead Island experience, so then you need crafting and stuff like that, presumably. But yes, so that's kind of like a mini announcement, and they're fully announcing and showing the game apparently at Gamescom very, very soon.
Or someone I know said the other day, GamerCon.
GamerCon, really? They called it GamerCon.
Aye.
That's the wrong name, isn't it? Virgin Media have created a Virgin Media game space, so they've put their name in it, of course, so people know what it is. Which I think sounds kind of interesting. Of course, placed in London, apparently at their... Well, they said it's in London's technological innovation Silicon Roundabout, which I've never heard the term of before in my life. I'm trying to find exactly where it is, other than, of course, in London. And other things. But so what it is that it's kind of like not a place to really play games as such. I imagine that they have got stuff that you can play. But it's also kind of to showcase games and show things off and show new things off that are kind of in the works and things like that, which I think is kind of quite nice. Like, they've got someone overseeing the creation of the space to make sure it's kind of the best that they can do. It's open to the public on the 27th of August until the 21st of September. So I guess, you know, it's not actually for very long. But yeah, like, for the first week, they're doing a game jam. For the second week, they've got a showcase on Cello Fortress. On the third week, Sony are there with Beyond and Tearaway. And on the fourth week, they've got an arcade jam, which I think sounds kind of interesting. So they're getting people to make arcade machines. So similar to a game jam, but an arcade jam, because you're making arcade machines. I thought that was quite nice. But yeah, it's, I believe, free to enter. And we'll be at the Silicon Roundabout. I don't know where that is. Somewhere in London. You can find out more information at vmgs.com. So virginmediagameplays.com. Nintendo News. Wonderful 101 demo has now appeared. As they said it was going to anyway. You can download it off the Wii U store or eShop or whatever you call it. It's available in North America as well as the UK. Or is that Europe even? So you can pick that up if you want to give it a play. The full game itself comes out 23rd of August. So you can give it a go and see if you want to pick it up. But to be fair, with there being so little Wii U games, it wouldn't surprise me if most of the people that own the console would be picking it up anyway. I mean, if I had a Wii U, it would be one of the games I was picking up. Because I enjoyed playing the demo a while back. So yeah, I think that's quite nice. And Nintendo had a direct presentation last week, I believe, where they announced that the Wind Waker HD... Wii U title will be coming out on the 4th of October. They also announced the Animal Crossing Plaza app for Wii U, where they've got an Animal Crossing themed plaza and you can chat about stuff and whatnot, and you can also choose to be different characters, at least just within the plaza and mill about. They've also started another new promotion, so Nintendo are liking promotions at the moment, and their new one is the Welcome a Friend promotion, which is if you own a copy of Animal Crossing, you can get a code for a friend, well, to give to a friend, which allows them to get a free digital version of New Leaf if they buy and register an XL, well, 3DS XL in next month. So, you know, your friends kind of got to spend a lot of money in order to get it, but it means they'd get a free game, so, you know, there's nothing bad about that, to be fair. If you were going to buy 3DS XL anyway, so find someone with Animal Crossing that you know and do that. They also announced that Sonic Lost World is coming out on October 18th on 3DS and Wii U. And Art Academy Sketchpad is coming out for the Wii U on the 9th of August. The Wii U version of Mario Legends will have a Mario and Luigi costume, Mario for Rayman and Luigi for Globox. They also showed and revealed that Luigi is in the new Smash Brothers. Oh, and they announced as well that Professor Layton vs. Phoenix Wright is coming out over to Europe, which is quite nice. Because most people didn't think it was going to come out. It's come out 2014. Mario Golf World Tour, which originally came out in summer, is now coming out 2014. And they also showed the new Professor Layton game, which is the final Professor Layton. And I believe that was coming out later on this year. I don't have the date here, or the rough date. So yeah, that's... I mean, Nintendo announced some stuff. They didn't really announce anything new. Everything was kind of already known about, to be fair. They just need more games. It Software News. As you may see from the title, Mr. John Carmack has now officially left id after being there... How many years do you reckon he thinks? How many years do you think he was there?
Well, since Commander Keen.
He co-founded them in 91. Not as long as I would have thought.
22 years?
Was it his first job?
No, I think he had a job coding before that.
Oh, yeah. He's a coding machine. But yeah, so he's left id now to go be the CTO, I think, of Oculus VR. And work on
Oculus
Rift.
The Oculus, the Rift people, yep. Which is the virtual reality goggle people. Which can also be attached to a treadmill.
But yeah, I mean, he already showed like lots of enthusiasm for it as it is. So yeah, he just decided to get up and leave.
Well, the thing is, id Software was like the last of the, you know, independent, you know, game companies before they obviously ran out of cash.
And then got bought.
And had to... be bought by Bethesda.
But, and you were saying to me the other day that he didn't really like that, did he?
Carmack wouldn't have known. He always fought to keep the company independent. Like their business manager, or Todd Hollenshed,
yeah,
was always like, look, we need to expand this company, we need to sell it, or, you know, expand it, we need to do something. And John was like, no, I like it just being a small company. But, you know, it just takes so long to make a game now that you can't have a company of 20 or 30 people.
And fund it. Shame.
Well, you can't even compete with only 20 or 30 people. You know, you need 100 people.
I mean, I'm sure they've still got good people there, though.
Tim Willett's still there?
Yeah, Tim Willett's still there. Someone else apparently left id, but I hadn't heard of him before.
Who?
I don't think I've got their name here. No. Someone else left, though. Some dude, and I was like, I don't know who this guy is.
American McGee?
Well, because the thing is, the second I saw it, I was like, oh, wow, I wonder if, like, Tim Willits has left or something. And I was like, oh, it's a guy that I'm...
Not Tim Willits.
I'm not too sure of his...
The Catherine Woolley of id Software.
What? No. I think, to be fair, most of the kind of news posts and stuff are about Tim Willits leaving. Tim Willits. You didn't make me say Tim Willits, John Carmack leaving.
John Carmack.
Yeah, I saw a post about it somewhere, but I'm not...
And the thing is, you can't have one guy write your software anymore. You know, no one other than id used any of their engine tech Doom pre and up.
Yeah.
you know, the whole engine business. Like, they were so successful in Quake with licensing the engine. Quake 1, Quake 2, Quake 3. You know, they still get revenue from Call of Duty today from the stuff they've got that's still based on the Quake 3 engine. They just couldn't compete with, like, you know, Epic Games and all that stuff. And do you know what the key reason I think is?
What's that?
Because John Carmack, despite saying, I'm this close to moving to DirectX, I'm this close to moving to DirectX, never did this stuff with OpenGL. Should have done it, Doom-free time frame. Scrap the OpenGL, scrap the crappy Linux version, waste of time, go to DirectX.
Matt Hooper.
I don't remember him.
He was the creative director on Rage.
Oh, not good.
He's now joined the Oculus team as well.
Well, I'm not particularly surprised.
Doing well. It's interesting, well, interesting accessory, I suppose. Next up, Saints Row 4 news. A game that I constantly, by mistake, call Saints Row the 4th. Because of Saints Row the 3rd. So similar to the Grid 2 Mono Edition that we mentioned back in May, it would have been, where Game was selling a copy of Grid 2 that came with a PS3 and a car and all the racing kit and other stuff, and it was really expensive. Well, for Saints Row 4, they've announced a Ward Ward Edition, which has some pretty weird things in it. So it's called the Million Dollar Pack as well, but it's a bit confusing to whether that's actually the kind of the price that they want for it. Mainly because, like, if you go on the game website, because it's through Game again, it says like a million, and you can click buy. But by clicking buy, it sends an email to send an offer for if you would like to purchase it. So whether they're open to offers, I'm not entirely sure. But what it is it comes with the Saints Row 4 Commander in Chief Edition, which I find, well, I suppose it makes sense to buy a couple of that one and not the other one. You get a full-size replica dubstep gun, so unlike with the Wub Wub Edition, where you get a 12-inch? I don't know how big it is, or is it 12 centimetres? You get like a small version of the gun. With this, you get the full-on version of the gun. You get a full day of spy training, a trip to space with Virgin Atlantic, Galactic even. How much would that cost, do you reckon? Trip to space.
Right. Let's clarify a few things, because it's not a trip to space.
Is it not? What is it? What's Virgin Galactic? I don't know.
It's a high-altitude aircraft flight.
What? You're going to go into space?
Not what I would define space, no.
That sounds lame.
Unless you're going 26,000 miles an hour in orbit of the Earth. Sorry, you're not in space, in my opinion.
Okay. You get 1 year's membership of...
People who say you are people like the stupid Americans who try to say, oh yeah, we got our matey up into space just a few weeks after the Russians. When in reality, he just went up and fell back down. Sorry, that's not in orbit of the Earth. That equals fail. And Richard Branson can shut up. What a twat.
Okay, so you also get a year's membership of the E25 Supercar Club. And along with that, you get a Lamborghini Gallardo. You get plastic surgery of the purchaser's choice. A shopping spree with a personal shopper to create the ultimate Planet Saints capsule wardrobe. 7 nights for two at the Jefferson Hotel in Washington. A hostage rescue experience. Brand new Toyota Prius. If that's how you say it, and insurance as well. 7 nights stay in the top royal suite at the Burj Al Arab, with flights for two as well to get there. And yeah, so if you want to buy a weird edition with lots of stuff,
and how much is that?
Well, it says a million on the website.
Right. Can I make a suggestion?
And then you click buy.
Let's not cover any more of these stupid editions, because they're just out to get attention.
Yeah.
And we're giving them the attention, and they don't deserve it, because they can't make a good game.
Okay. As well as that, just a brief mention as well for Saints Row 4. Although, we actually knew this, because we had an interview with a guy that we interviewed about Saints Row 3. They announced the inauguration station, is that how you say it? Inauguration? Which is like the initiation station from Saints Row the Third, where you get to create your own character beforehand and so on. And they're doing that for Saints Row 4. We already knew this, although they've announced it now. But it's coming out August 20th, so you'll be able to download the inauguration station and play around and create your character and whatnot. The game itself, as I said, 23rd of August, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, Windows. No, it's not. I don't think it is coming out on Windows. Or unless it's only coming out on Steam. I think it is coming out on Steam. I don't think it's having a retail release. I didn't see it up for pre-order on websites. Anyway, a new point-and-click adventure game is in development, which previously, I think, had been paused development-wise. And it's a little game called Heaven's Hope. It was announced a while back. Sorry. And, yeah, so they've released a trailer and also said it's coming out for Windows and Macintosh. What it is that it's kind of like a fairy tale style setting. You're an angel who fell from heaven and you're trying to get back up. So you're trying to piece things together.
Well, you're not going to get up in a Virgin Galactic flight, I'm telling you that.
But you're like an apprentice angel and you're trying to... You crash in 19th century Earth near the town of Heaven's Hope.
How convenient.
Yeah. It looks
not
really nice.
Shithole of the mountain. No, Heaven's Hope.
You can watch the trailer on our website, because I think the game itself looks quite pretty. It's 2.5D point and click, and it's coming out fourth quarter of next year, and will be in English and German.
Deutsch.
Yeah.
Deutschenly.
Europa Universalis 4 not only, of course, comes out very shortly, but there's a demo you can download through Steam if you want to give it a go. It allows you to take up the flag of one of the four available nations with Traders of Venice, the warring Ottoman Empire, Portugal, and Austria. The demo itself lasts 28 in-game years and has an extensive tutorial and hint system for any of those unfamiliar. Unlike the Crusader Kings 2 demo, it doesn't have multiplayer or the ability to save and load. Charlotte wrote a preview for Europa Universalis 4, which you can read on the website if you check it out. The game itself comes out August 13th, which is like tomorrow. Which writes on the new releases in a little bit of time. It was coming out on Windows, Macintosh, and Linux. And if you pre-order it, you can get a certain DLC. Of course, you know, you haven't got a very big window in which you can pre-order it now. Guacamelee news. You can now download Guacamelee, or buy Guacamelee off Steam for $11.99. You can already get it off the PlayStation Network and PlayStation Vita, of course. But to celebrate the launch of it on Steam, it will come with a free Steam code for Tales from Space Mutant Blobs Attack, which is quite nice, from now until August 15th, so it depends on when this comes out. So yeah, that's cool. It's a nice little Mexican-based puzzle platform game, I'd say. I quite enjoyed what I played of it. Kickbeat, a game that we played back at E3 in 2012, which is a rhythm action game, to the likes of Papa Roach and Marilyn Manson and lots of other random, like quite a few artists that I hadn't actually heard of before. So I picked, when I played it, I picked songs that I knew. Is coming out on PlayStation Vita and PlayStation 3 with crossplay, and on September 3rd, so in about a month's time, you'll be able to pick it up. They haven't announced a price. But it was looking quite nice when I played it, and it looks even nicer now watching a more recent trailer. It's also got an in-game track generator, but that sounds a bit different to what they spoke to us about at E3. So originally they said that they'd have a feature so you could import your own music into the game, whereas because they've called it an in-game track generator, I'm not sure whether that's the same thing. But of course we'll find out when it comes out. Batman Arkham Origins has been given a collector's edition. This is an exclusive to Amazon only, at Amazon, the code UK. This is a UK/Europe collector's edition. The American one hasn't been announced, but it's supposed to be really announced this week. It comes with a nice Batman and Joker statue, as well as that, an 80-page art book, some DLC, well, a skin DLC, a challenge pack DLC, comes in a 3D embossed kind of metal pack, as well as information, well, the Assassin's Intel dossier, which has files on the 8 assassins, as well as the Black Masks contract. If you buy it on PS3, you also get the Nightfall pack. And you can pre-order for £80 on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and that's it. But yeah, pick it up on Amazon. Otherwise, if you're in America, they'll be announcing the American one soon. War of the Vikings has been announced, which presumably is like War of the Roses, except with Vikings.
As opposed to Roses.
Well, War of the Roses already came out, and now Fat Shark are making War of the Vikings.
And maybe you should clarify what the War of the Roses were for our non-UK people.
Were they your... I'm trying to think of what the people were. Oh, no, now you've got me on... Okay, who were the people? I learned this when I played it at a preview event.
They're a bunch of mad nasties tiff-taffing over who should be king.
Yeah, what houses were... Well, what... It was the... You don't know. Oh, I learned this. I want to say someone
because... Yorkshire and Lancashire and...
Yeah. Well, they were called something else though, weren't they?
Yeah. Mad Dafties and Upper Mad Dafties.
Were they just called the Yorks? I don't know. I found out... I didn't know about it because we weren't really taught about it in school. And I haven't taught myself history.
We were, but...
You were
English civil wars are lame.
Are they?
Yes.
I suppose you call them the Lancastrians.
Yeah, boy, my daddies.
But yes, so they're now making War of the Vikings. So it will be a standalone entry. You won't need War of the Roses to play it. You can play as a Norseman or a Saxon. Same as War of the Roses, 64-player battles. And I imagine completely new, different weapons and whatnot, because of course they'll be basing it around the Vikings. 9th and 10th century England. Ooh, and you can apply to join the Alpha for War of the Vikings as well.
The Alpha.
They're planning on releasing it during the first quarter of 2014, and we imagine they'll show a bit more at Gamescom this year, because they didn't really show much with their announcement. And then lastly this week, a little game got announced, which is called Journey of a Roach. This is quite cute sounding because it's insects, which I like. Paul doesn't really like.
Roaches are cool.
You do like roaches.
Obviously, they're not as cool since Hydralis have had the speed upgrade, but...
Of course.
But to be honest, I mean, Zerg needs to be buffed anyway.
The second you said roaches are cool, I was like, what? But yes, so a new little adventure game, point and click, which is 3D with kind of a cel-shaded style. You play a cockroach, and your little friend is also a cockroach. And you're going around in the sewer place. It's set, what?
You have a friend.
Yeah. But you don't talk. You communicate in roach language. So I guess you make clicks and whatever. Well, no, they hiss.
The roaches really have a sophisticated social, you know.
Hey, I don't mind them making a game with cockroaches in it. I think it's quite nice. Don't get enough of it. But it's set in a post-apocalyptic world, and you're trying to find a way out of the vault that you live in to the Earth's surface.
Where you can die.
But there's no written, other than, of course, presumably the title and maybe on the menus, there's no said or written dialogue within the game. It's all based on kind of imagery and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how well that works. But it's coming out November this year on Windows and Macintosh. And I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like, and I hope there's other insects in it too, and it's not just cockroaches. Maybe it's...
Millipedes are snakes. What are you talking about?
What?
Reptile. Amphibian. Iguana. Bloody leprechaun.
It's time for Name That Game.
So, last week, everyone would have heard this. I don't think anyone guessed correctly, did
they? Is that what it was? Jeez.
Stop reading the answer, I've not said
it
yet.
I'm sorry.
The answer was the Smurfs 2. So yeah, in your face, everybody. This week we've got Sonic a bit older.
Back to, we can swap items down the tubes. Some people get a kick out of that kind of thing.
No clues for this, because it should ring a bell.
Down the tubes.
Down the tubes.
Should ring a bell.
A bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
If you are listening to the podcast, feedback at gamercast.net with your guess, or leave a comment on the website at gamercast.net. If you're in the chat room, now's the time. And Catherine, hurry up.
Down the tubes.
Tubes. Tubes, yeah. Tubes. Is that your guess?
Tubes.
Is that your guess?
I'm not getting any clues at all.
No, because this is familiar to everyone, surely, who listens to Gamercast.
Who listens to Gamercast? Slightly older, you said.
Yeah, it's knocking on a bit.
Bless you. I'm not sure. Should I know, do you think?
I don't know, should you?
I don't know. Should I?
And I've told you it before.
You told me it before?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But since you never pay attention to me, obviously you're not going to get it. Anyway, let's move along, because we don't have time for you to guess all the time.
New releases this week.
Alright, so there's plenty of fun games coming out this week.
Yes, yeah, so there's a few.
The first of the fun games that Catherine is not allowed to talk about is DuckTales Remastered. So if you like DuckTales, this game may be for you. If, however, you think DuckTales is an annoying cartoon program and everyone who watches it should be punched in the face, I would suggest not picking up this particular title this week.
So, the only thing that I will mention about DuckTales, even though Paul said I'm not allowed to talk about it, firstly, it is a remastering of the NES version. If you play the NES version, it's a game for nostalgia.
NES, do you think our audience even know what a NES is?
Yes, I do. I'm sure Windsor knows what a NES is.
Yes, our one audience, yes.
Yeah, so it's based on that, so it's a hard game. Games back then were very hard. They weren't holding your hands. Of course, they've added a story and they've added tutorials to give a helping hand for people these days, but yeah, so don't expect an easy ride. It's also quite expensive. It's £12 on all platforms, which a lot of people are moaning about, because they're like, oh, I've already bought this game before and now I'm paying money for some changed backgrounds and stuff like that, but I'd still be happy to pick it up. But it's coming out on this week, I believe, PSN, Wii U, PC, and maybe 3DS, but it's not coming out on XBLA until the 11th of September, which I think is crap. I want to play it on XBLA.
Well, you're going to have to wait another
get my achievements. Yeah, I'll wait. Not the best game in this. And then we've got another downloadable title, which is Pokemon Rumble U. This is a new Wii U game. Yep.
Does this work on the normal Wii?
No, because you won't be able to buy it in a store.
Does it work on a normal Wii?
Nah.
Should we have a pre-owned copy?
Nah. So this is a digital-only game.
What does that mean?
You download it.
What if I don't have a download?
Then you're screwed.
Well, that's not very good then, is it?
Nah. So in this, you play like Pokemon that were lost, but they're actually toys, they're not real Pokemon, and you're battling in a Rumble Arena to win and stuff. But there's all Pokemon. I think the guy, when he was talking about it, said 649 Pokemon from whatever region
Pokemon
to the other region.
No.
if you ask me, 149 or 150 were the best numbers. But that's just me. So yeah, that's Wii U only. Then we've got Payday 2 coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Of course, you can already
Payday
play...
Payday 2?
Payday 2 on PC.
I only get paid once a month.
This is, of course, a sequel to Payday. And it's doing pretty well. I know a lot of people that are playing it on Steam and enjoying it.
Steam.
See, I can do an impression as well. Then we've got Europa...
This is how I'm going to talk from now on.
Europa Universalis 4, as I mentioned previously, which you can download... via the internet from tomorrow, and you can download the demo off Steam if you want to give it a play before actually picking it up. I mean, you could give it a play if you want to play it. Then we've got Disney Planes, the video game.
Right, new rule, we don't talk about Disney anymore.
Why is that?
They're on the ban list.
The ban list? What do they do?
So they do, their general shitey corporation nonsense they've been running away with for the last 50 years.
I see. Well,
probably 80 years if I do some research into it.
They've got Infinity coming out next week.
Oh, Infinity, that can...
Disney Plays is coming out on a lot of platforms, but I don't think it's not like coinciding with a film at all, is it? And I can't even find it on there. But it's coming out on Wii, DS, 3DS and Wii U. So they're catering for Nintendo people because they think obviously the only people that want to play games like that are on Nintendo consoles.
Well, they've made a massive mistake because nobody plays Nintendo consoles anymore.
And then we've got the Angry Birds trilogy coming out on the Wii and the Wii U. It's already out on 360 and PS3, of course, but they wanted to release it on the Wii.
Let's
Wii U.
Pay. How much is it?
They came out at like 15 quid on other consoles, didn't they? Or was it 20
they
quid?
They came out at like 30 quid on other consoles.
Really?
Yeah. Only, what, 30 times the cost of the game on other platforms?
Yeah.
Jog on.
Bit of a price hike, innit?
Jog on. Gamercast does not endorse or recommend this product in any way, shape or form unless I get some money.
Moneys.
Kick back some of the monies in my direction, and I'll say whatever I think is almost borderline accurate. I'll be talking.
And that's all the releases of this week.
Boom. We've got a review to do?
Have we got a review to do?
Good. Have we got any letters?
No.
I'll just delete the letters now anyway. In episode 347, you said blah, 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 blah. That's wrong. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I have to say about that.
Of course, actually, next week's show will probably be really quiet. Actually, no, it might not be, because it'll be the start of Gamescom next week, won't it? Potentially.
I don't care about GamerCon. I don't like it.
GamerCon. I love it.
That's what actually we're going to call that episode, GamerCon.
There you go, Gamescom's next week. So actually we won't be talking about Gamescom, of course, until the week after, unless we want to reschedule Gamercast.
Probably not.
No. Okay.
Well, if you mean reschedule it to the end of the week or something, then no.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If you mean reschedule it to, say, Tuesday, we can get away with that.
Well, Gamescom is the 21st to the 25th.
So no, then, because that'd be like
that's
Wednesday.
From Wednesday onwards. That's okay. We can just do a show Monday.
We can call it GamerCon prequel.
So yeah.
Right, we just catch everyone on the flip side.
Yep, for hopefully more news next week.
Or hopefully not.